Cabinet Affairs Minister Martin Elia Lomro says the latest deal on a command structure between the two principals will move forward the implementation of the security arrangements stipulated in the peace deal.
We have now come to the correct approach and it's agreed that we will now do share 60-40% for the opposition because there is no unified opposition. These are just partners to the agreement and there is no unified opposition. So the opposition will have their 40 and they will divide among themselves.
Under the deal, Lomro confirms President Kiir's party will take 60% control of the leadership structure of the National Security Command and Machar, and some opposition party leaders will share 40 of the command positions. Security arrangements defined in Chapter 2 of the revitalized peace agreement have largely remained unimplemented. Lomro says that is because both parties could not agree on how to share the command structure of the security agencies.
The delay of in the graduation of these forces, a number of factors, but one of the important factors is an agreement between the parties on the sharing of the command structure. Of course, the agreement does not give details on how to share the command structure, as it did not give details on how to establish the state governments. So we've had to hammer it out ourselves, and that took a very long period of time.
Forces from all parties to the peace deal were cantoned at training centers for nearly 2 years, but the forces have yet to graduate. Lomro says that is about to change.
Now that we have agreed on the sharing of the command structure, we can expeditiously move on now to graduate the unified force so that they can be deployed.
Lomro says of the 83,000 unified forces they had planned to train, graduate and deploy, there are around 53,700 officers ready to be graduated and deployed as National Army, Police and National Security officers. Pok Both Baluang, the acting spokesperson in First Vice President Machar's office, disputed Lomro's announcement. He says the two leaders have not struck a deal on the security arrangements. Baluang says Machar's office was surprised to learn about Lomro's announcement and it was not what the SPLM-IO had agreed to at the end of a workshop in 2019.
As far as I'm concerned, this was the former ITGNO proposal. Our proposal was that during the visit of Hamdok, he mentioned that proposal. But to us, there was a workshop conducted here in Juba on the 10th of May 2019, where the security mechanisms, component of the parties representing the agreement, has reached to the agreement that the unified command of the forces will be shared 50-50.
Baluang says the 50-50 agreement was signed on September 9, 2019 by General Gabriel Jok Riak Makol, the former Chief of Defense Forces, on the site of the South Sudan Defense Forces, and Lieutenant General James Kwang Chol, SPLM-IO former Deputy Chief of General Staff for Administration and Finance. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.